The Democratic race for governor has been dominated in the media by three candidates, J.B. Pritzker, Chris Kennedy, and Daniel Biss. One of the lesser-known names in the race is Bob Diber. He's the only downstate Democrat in the race. He's a former city council and county board member and now regional superintendent of schools in Madison County outside St. Louis. Diber was in central Illinois this week talking agriculture. He is a small farmer and wants to see Illinois ban a controversial herbicide. GLT's Ryan Denham has more.
Dicamba has been around for decades, but problems arose over the past couple of years as farmers began to use it to kill invasive weeds in soybean cotton fields, where specially engineered seeds had been planted to resist the herbicide. Because it can essentially evaporate after being applied, the chemical sometimes settles on neighboring fields planted with seeds that are not resistant to dicamba. So why do you want to ban it in Illinois?
Well, I think that we have a seed system program that doesn't have all the safeguard measures that's necessary at this time. And we've seen a great number of claims. 2017 was really the introduction of this seed system program to Illinois agriculture. This system had been introduced and was used more widely in Arkansas and in Missouri in years prior. Both of them issued bans on the use of dicamba in the last year. And I believe that it is a herbicide that has the potential to do really extensive crop damage as the seed system expands in the 2018 planting season.
So other states have done this. So what kind of experiences have they had?
Well, they've had detrimental experience in that, there's been court cases, extensive claims, in excess of 2,000 claims nationwide on dicamba drift. And because of just the explanation you gave, the fallout of dicamba, it's not a controlled herbicide at the time. And I know that the Illinois Department of Agriculture for 2018 has outlined some special parameters, both on the custom application of this as well as on its use. But these do not do any safeguard to the real culprit of using dicamba, and that's the drift. So as we use this on more and more acres, we're going to see more and more damage. I don't think we are ready. The technology's not there at this time, and the plant genetics of other varieties to withstand this. And we could see a growing number of claims this coming year. Also, it's important to note that last year, many farmers were ignorant as to what was going on. I believe that the farm community has become very educated, and they know what they're looking for in order to file a claim against dicamba drift this next year. We also don't know the total impact of this environmentally in regards to the drift that it may have in subdivisions, neighboring farm fields, are in communities in general of killing other vegetations, which could be very costly and dangerous.
Now, does this run the risk of putting Illinois farmers at a competitive disadvantage, not being able to use such a popular product?
I don't know its total popularity, but I would not say no. I mean, there's other viable options that have always been there. There's the LibertyLink system. There's the glyphosate and the Roundup Ready 2 bean was very popular prior to the introduction of dicamba. I mean, it was the bean to grow. And there's still, that premium for growing non-GMO soybeans. So I personally would like to see more research done to up the genetics on the yield potential in non-GMO beans.
Monsanto, which makes dicamba, they've got a bit of a litigious reputation, I think it's safe to say. Won't they just sue over this if the state were to ban dicamba? Do you think there might be litigation that would come out of that would cost the state a lot of money to fight?
Well, I think we would follow exactly what took place in Arkansas or what took place
that
in Missouri on environmental controls of this. I don't see grounds if this is proven to be an environmental concern that a state wouldn't have the right to issue such a ban.
You're the regional superintendent of schools in Madison County in southern Illinois, but you're also a small-time farmer yourself. What do you farm?
We farm soybeans and corn and some wheat. on a small scale measure. We maintain our family farm, which I farm 120 acres, and I have another 40 acres that I lease out, and then we have another farm that we lease out as well. So, I've seen it firsthand, and I've seen it on neighboring fields. And so I'm personally astute of this. This isn't a personal thing that I have in doing this, but it's a concern of producers likewise. And there's also custom applicators that don't want to get involved in the program because they don't want the liability as well.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm in studio with Bob Diber, a Democratic candidate for governor in the March 20th primary. Bob, let's pivot to some of the other issues in the race for governor. You aren't the highest profile name in the race on the Democratic side. Some listeners may have heard you on our air back in April when you were on GLT. As you introduce yourself to Democratic voters, what do you say that about yourself that sets you apart from some of the other Democrats in the field?
Well, I will tell you this. I'm the true middle-class progressive Democrat in the race. I'm the only Democrat in the race outside of Cook County, the first in 20 years to run from southern Illinois, someone with a background in agriculture that understands Illinois' biggest business. I've been a public educator for 38 years, more experience in government than all the other candidates put together. I have 20 years of governmental experience, having served at a city council. I've been a township supervisor, served on a county board, been a countywide elected official, served the state of Illinois statewide capacity as president of the regional superintendents from 2010 to 12. I have the experience to go to Springfield and bring dignity to the office of the governor, and to try to help Illinois get on sound financial ground.
What are some of the key issues you're pushing in the race?
Well, I think first and foremost is looking at the fact that we have to pay our bills in Illinois because it's the right thing to do. So this $9 to $11 billion of unpaid bills today need to be paid down. We need to develop a sound, manageable budget, put our debt interest into this budget with a payment of the principal each year, and get Illinois sound. And secondly, we need to revise our tax system in the state of Illinois. I've laid out a model to begin a progressive income tax system in the state in which lower-income working people would pay less and millionaires would pay more, and I've laid that scale out of 1% to 6%. So that's a big issue, and I'm for fully funding education in the state. I'm for moving back to fund higher education at a 2012 level before the drastic cuts were made that affected institutions like Illinois State, Eastern, Western, Southern, Northern, and helping to rejuvenate our state university system as well as all of our public schools.
Well, the things you're describing, these are big things, tough things that haven't been able to have been accomplished before. What can you tell our listeners about your skills as a political negotiator to get these things done? We've seen governors on the Democratic side who were outmaneuvered politically by the House Speaker or others. What are your political skills and how would you deploy them to accomplish some of these big things you're talking about?
Well, first and foremost, you got to be serious about getting the job done, which I am. I'm not running for governor for this to be a hobby. This wasn't just something I'm doing because possibly I was bored doing what I was doing. I'm doing this because as an elected official and because of being an educator, I see the seriousness of what's happened. And we have got to do better as a state. We have to do better in governing. And how do you deal with the political wherewithal of this is that I believe you need to go in collectively, be willing to collaborate and compromise with representatives that are on both sides of the aisle, bring to their attention the seriousness of what we've got to do and have a plan that's acceptable to them and to their constituents, that's realistic, that I think that they see merit in, that they could go back to their constituents and say, well, I'm supporting Governor Diber because this is a practical solution to these problems.
So Democratic primary voters, they're going to be thinking about their preferred candidate, first of all, who do they like the most and what that person has to say. But I think they're also going to be thinking about which of these candidates has the best opportunity and chance of actually beating either incumbent Governor Bruce Rauner or his primary challenger, Jeannie Ives. What would you tell Democratic voters who are wondering, okay, I like what Bob Diver has to say. Can he win?
Well, I think Bob Diver brings the greatest drastic difference to the current governor in that, you know, what Governor Rauner stood for in the turnaround agenda is about opposite as to what I stand for. It's knowing that I'm a very pro-labor person. I support the rights of working men and women to collectively bargain. I support project labor agreements. I support the prevailing wage. Those were top things that Governor Rauner looked at doing away with because he said he would make Illinois more business friendly if he could do that. I've in all the work that I've done with business growth and development in Madison County, never once has one of those topics been on the table. Okay, so that's number one. The other thing is Bob Diver's a middle class guy. He's worked and paid his taxes his entire life. I'm not affluent. I'm not wealthy. I'm no different than any other everyday person. And that's a drastic difference to our current governor. You know, we have to make a decision in the state whether we want billionaires to govern us. And I believe that the best thing that could happen for all of Illinois, from Chicago to Cairo, is if an everyday working class person, as myself, became the next governor that really understands how everyday people work and live.
You're known for being the only downstate Democrat in the race here. What are some specific things that you would do if elected governor to kind of heal that downstate versus Chicago divide that so many politicians before you have tried to worsen or at least play off of over the last few years?
Well, I think that there are issues that downstate people are facing the same as people in Chicago. Okay, we all want good public schools. So that's something we have to work on collectively. We all want safe neighborhoods. We have crime throughout the state. We have it in my county. They have it in Cook County. And we all want good paying jobs. So how we go about bringing that together is why I've said I think there's more in this state that unites us than divides us. And we've got to talk about the goodness that the state has collectively, not pitting one part of the state against the other, saying that this part is getting the resources, that's why you're starving in this part of the state. And we have to put forth true state efforts in Illinois to help different geographical regions recover from economic depression. And in deep southern Illinois and in parts of central Illinois in the rural areas, that's how people feel. They feel that they're the forgotten. They are the forgotten Illinois. That's one of the reasons that I'm running. And if nothing else comes from my candidacy, is that I've advocated that message that there is a whole state here. There's not just one county, and this state shouldn't be ruled by one county.
That's Bob Diver, Democratic candidate for governor in the March 20th primary. Thanks for joining us in studio today, Bob.
Thank you very much for having me. I enjoyed it.
I'm Ryan Denham.
Other Democrats running for Illinois governor include J.B. Pritzker, Chris Kennedy, Daniel Biss, T.O. Hardiman, and Robert Marshall. The primary is March 20th. You can find more election news on GLT's new Facebook group. Just search Election 28 in McLean County.